Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station of people. I know you can hear the laugh. I know you can hear the smile. I got a feeling this is just going to be a good old-fashioned back and forth, three-way, four-way, callers, texters, and us. Fun, fun times. Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
I am, man. I'm running a little late, but it was for a good reason, but I don't like to start out so somber, but it was a great occasion. My buddy Jeremy and his wife, his father-in-law had passed away, so I stopped by to see them for a few on the way.
Sorry to hear that, Jeremy.
Yeah, so thank you. No, it was one of those where like he was a great dude and like they all got to be there with him. Uh-huh. But anyways, prayers for them and stuff. So that's why the reason I'm starting the show with this because I haven't even talked to you guys yet. I come up here and I was like, Marcus, you left your lights on the car, so I took his keys for him. Went down and turned his lights off. So, like, I haven't even conversed with you.
I figure Steve went for a little spin, Brian Hall.
I know. I was expecting you to come back around, like, 10:15 and just be like, oh, man, I had to take the whip for a quick ride.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You just see it passing.
Steve pulls up out front, and he's like the new audience member.
I know.
And all I do is say, what'd you think?
Yeah. How did it go? The other news of the morning, Brian.
Yes.
Took a nail last night.
Me or you?
No, I did. Oh, now, yeah, now listen. Well, here's the problem. The team, let me start out like this. The team got better last night.
They did.
We got better last night. Marcus come up and watched.
That's
and
good.
We played much better. We still lost. But this season is going to be kind of everybody
don't
getting right.
Do that.
I know.
Don't lower the standards, Steve.
I hate it, but that's what it is. I played pretty well.
There you go.
So, yeah, I played pretty well last night, but here's where I took the L. My hamstring. Okay, when Marcus said it, I was like, that's it. it kind of just clicked in my brain.
It didn't take me long to diagnose what happened to Steve.
Because, see, I come in here and I talk about it, and it's true. I come in here and I say, man, I run 2 miles a day, you know what I'm saying? Well, run is jog.
Yeah, not for like speed.
Yeah, like run is jog. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, I'm not
you
crazy.
Pace yourself when you're on a long distance.
You know,
run.
18, 30, 19, 2 miles. I try every once in a while, I'll do my 3K and try to get it under, or 5K and try to get it under, 30 minutes or something, mm-hmm. or 31. But that's a pace. And I'm ashamed of myself, and it was fun. I was ashamed of myself at how quick Marcus said it. I'm like, that.
Right.
It's like, and I kind of like, before the games, I kind of like, I gave a little half-hearted stretch. Because I'm like, you know, I'm in good shape.
Especially
you know?
the basketball stretch.
Yeah, you do it, but you're not thorough. You're just kind of like, pull your legs
like,
up.
Yeah, like, you know, like, I always do my, okay, stretch your calves. Stretch your hamstrings,
don't do the full jog across the whole field.
No. Like Pat runs the field, right. You know, and it's slide. Pat runs the field. He slides into every base. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, absolutely. He goes to home plate, act like he hits one, you know, and then he jogs.
He's visualizing.
Yeah, no,
well, Hannah was there right last night.
Who?
Hannah.
Yeah.
So he was showing off for the girl.
Oh no, no, she was there. It was funny. Pat texted us in the chat, and he said Hannah's trying to figure out a way to make herself look like a man tonight.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I replied back. I was like, for the game or your own personal time.
That was the best response it could have been.
It's like, I mean, which is fine if it's right. What you're into. I was like, but if that's what you're into, just, I mean, hey,
yeah, man. Interesting.
But no. Anyways, I do the groin stretch. I call it the Buddha stretch. But yep. I don't know. Some people, you know, you go down. I do that. I do just the little things. Brian, I took off in the outfield, and immediately. And listen, I'm so stubborn. I was like, I'm not pulling up. I'm not going to be that guy. It's like, oh. Immediately when I took off, I was like, oh, dear God. I was like, I just pulled my hamstring really bad. So
how's it feeling today?
Terrible.
No, listen, Brian. You could see it instantly, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it. I even asked him. I looked up. He was at third base, right? I looked down. Probably 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? It seemed quicker, but I was kind of, you know, messing with the live stuff. And before you know it, he was walking over towards the car. And I'm like, did you check out? And he's like, no, I scored.
Listen, I kept it rolling. I was like, they were all like.
He scored, went right past home plate, straight to the car.
They were like, do you need a pinch runner? I was like, no. Look, I was like Roger Dorn. I was like, no. I'm running. I'm fine. I got it. But I did tell, I think Mitch was behind me. I was like, Mitch, I'm one base at a time, bro. Yeah. So, because I took two earlier in the day, you know, and I was like, you know, because I mean, you're a big guy. You move okay, you know. So, anyways, it was, I was hurt. But yeah, Marcus told me immediately. Marcus is like,
yeah, man. A hammy.
No. You know, when I walked up there, he was like, well, yeah, you jog. You ain't doing sprints anymore. And I'm like, that's exactly what it is.
But Brian, let me go ahead real quick.
Well, I was going to say the problem is like the competitive nature won't let you slow down. Like when it's when you're in a game, whether it's baseball, basketball, whatever, you're going to run full speed.
Mm-hmm. Brian,
yeah.
Let me tell you, man. Did you see exactly when I pulled up?
Mm-hmm.
Brian, mm-hmm. Let me tell you about this evening through my perspective, right?
Oh, well, I don't know if exactly when. I noticed your car sitting over there. You had already parked.
So. That's a total dangerous spot to be parked at too, isn't it?
It's not terrible because you're right at about first base. Usually it's rare somebody's gonna pop one right there.
Ooh. How pissed would you have been if you went out to watch them and fly ball through?
Oh no,
straight through the windshield.
Listen,
if I hit it,
Steve hits it.
No, Steve is a lefty, so
no, a field left.
Oh, okay,
a bat right.
Okay. Well,
I'm weird.
I'll say this, Brian. As soon as I parked in that spot, I accepted it. Like Marcus,
accepted your fate.
Yeah. Listen, I had already thought about this. I talked to Drew Diener the other day, and he kind of reminded me of what we do here at ESPN Louisville as far as developing partnerships. I had already thought as I was pulling up parking, I was thinking about what partnership is going to help me replace my car, mm-hmm. or you know, the dented hood, or the window, or whatever gets busted.
Speaking of that, give Nate Huber a call or ESPN Louisville. I am moving on June 10th and would love to enlist your services. So get a deal with them
and develop a relationship.
Yeah, develop a nice little relationship with the studio.
Okay,
be good for your business. Trust me, you'll get more than just me.
So let can you hit that, please?
Oh God,
So Brian, let me tell you about this from my perspective. Game's at 10:15. You know, I usually go live at 11, right? So I was right on the fence, like,
should I go or not?
Yeah. Should I go? You know, and then I'm like, it's a beautiful night, and I'm like, you know, I should go.
Do the live show from there.
I knew you was coming. I did know you was coming. I could hear it in your voice. You were out when I called you.
I was on my way to Kroger at 9:45, Steve.
But here's the thing with Marcus. Now, I don't like to give away everything, but when you told me, I'm going to go back and shower and then think about it, I was like, if he's already – well, let's put it this way. I didn't know for sure, but I was like, there's a good chance he's going to show up. Because I was like, if you – because you're like me in that – if I've already planned out two steps ahead,
mm-hmm.
I'm really, really thinking about going.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like – if he's already thought, I'm going to go home, shower, and then maybe take off, I was like, he might,
might actually show up. You know, he might come on out because I was like, because I do that. I'm like, if I've planned it far ahead, then if I'm like, I'm going to go to Kroger and then we'll see what's up.
You just leave the slight door open in case
you might as well. Yeah, you might as well forget it, like, because I haven't planned that in my head. So I wasn't real surprised when
I'm going to ask people, other people, do they agree with your assessment as far as like?
No, I do. It's like you're planned ahead. You're planning on going. The only reason you don't give the 100% I'm coming is in case that small little window that something pops up. You come home and you're like, oh, dang, I need to get some food, or somebody calls you that wants to hang out or whatever.
So yeah, I was talking to Steve. I was grabbing some limes and some ginger from Kroger. It was kind of late, you know, but I was like, okay, if everything kind of goes smooth, if I get from Kroger to home, you know what I'm saying, to shower, and I feel like my place is reasonably clean, you know, then I can kind of grab my camera equipment and, you know, like, you know, just worst case scenario, you know, I wouldn't feel unprepared or anything, right? So, Brian. I don't get out the house till probably 10, 22 or something. You know, like, I know it starts at 10:15. It's a nice little, you know, 25 minutes, you know.
Leagues usually run behind.
That's what I thought, you know.
And softball leagues always play late because usually you have the working man is playing, you know. Mm-hmm. So a lot of games can't start till 6, 7 o'clock. So it's not rare. All softball leagues play like 10, 11 o'clock at night, yeah.
So, Brian, I get there, pull up. Right up on the field. It was a good look. The jerseys look good. Mm-hmm. They had good material on the jerseys.
Yeah, shout Biscuit. Out to Biscuit.
I'm gonna have to get some. We're gonna do some made
gas bags
it.
Gear.
Yeah, or not gas bags. I'm gonna have to get some other gear from myself. You know, through Biscuit. So anyway, I pull up.
You want a rummage jersey?
Customized stuff.
I'll put that.
No, he's gonna get like a little MM initial
in the man cave.
Yeah.
So listen,
I'll sign my game worn jersey and give it away.
Go ahead and put it up on the thing. Yeah. Okay, so Brian, I pull up. First impression, look like a softball team.
Yeah,
they look the part. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. That's a start.
Right. I mean, it is. Again, like I said, because we've just been kind of hearing about it, and again, some people who mock it, you know, it's like, okay. The mockery versus the reality, you know? So, as soon as I pull up, the look is good. You know, look, they looked better than the other team aesthetically when I first pulled up, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
half the thing is looks, you know? If you look like a good team, you know, you scare the opponent.
And listen.
Intimidation.
And listen, y'all. When Steve tells you he goes all out on the gear, the look...
Right. He's got the high socks.
No, not the high socks, Brian. He has the tights underneath the uniform. He got the whole Ken Griffey thing going with the gloves and all that. Like, he goes all out.
Yeah.
Right? So he's very easy to spot. Okay. So you got to think, like, some of the first people I see Steve, I see Biscuit, you know what I'm saying? I see Mitch, Patty. They just kind of caught my attention as I'm pulling up, you know what I'm saying? They just kind of stood out. So as far as like, you know, just like size versus the other team.
Yeah.
I have no idea like, you know, what the skill sets are just yet. But again, I'm pulling up. I'm like, okay. So I pull up and I can see the angst on some faces as I park and turn off my lights and start looking at the faces underneath the faces. Right. And they're intense. Like they're intense. Like. Okay, so this will fast forward.
So pregame, everything's going good. You're thinking, hey, the gas bags have a chance tonight.
I mean, no, I was late. I was really late. So
he was mid-game. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm late, but I'm just telling you like what I
can't. You hadn't seen the scoreboard yet. You're just looking at the players.
I don't even think they had a scoreboard up, but again, I'm late, but I'm middle of the action, right? I pull up, I look, I see Steve's in right, you know. And I just
Which kinda, that's going to have to change. We'll talk about that. I'm like, listen, y'all. With all due respect, Benji came over there and was like, "Why are you over here?" Like, I don't really know.
Right.
You know, because like we had trouble fielding a few pop flies, so one gets hit to right, and I'm like, pretty routine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Don't think. Okay, we'll get to that part, but. This is why, Brian, I knew instantly what Steve's problem was. Because, Brian, I hadn't been there 27 seconds. Something hot comes Steve's direction, right?
Well, it was Curran's direction. I was just helping brother out.
Okay. So be it. Hot one comes in Steve's general vicinity, or between Steve and Curran's general vicinity. Mm-hmm. As soon as Steve took off, this is what I said in the car. Oh, baby.
He got that.
No. Oh, babe, you pulled that trigger way too fast. You better slow down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see it right away, Brian. You know what I'm saying?
This is the play where the hamstring got hurt?
No, I think you fell?
Yeah, well, it was the one where... Because
I saw the fall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was that was the one where I was like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Like, as I was running, I was like, that really hurts.
First realized.
Because here's the thing, Brian. He pulled a trigger, right? So and he reached down going full speed. And I'm like, that was a stressful motion. Yet you like I recognize and not because of him.
Because
anybody. If I saw them make that move and make that play.
So he's charging the ball and he's about to pro hop and throw it.
Yeah, I mean just the way he charged it and didn't do it the old man kind of let me brace my back a little bit.
I was coming from the side, too. I wasn't coming straight up. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, he's chasing it sideways, right? And again, I watched how fast he was going, and I'm like, you need to take a bet, like, protect your body a little more.
Need to
like,
slow down.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, his angle was, I feel you trying to help out, but your angle, that's a hot. He was chasing
you're making
one.
Yourself have a hard play. When it,
oh no no it wasn't his it. Fault. But
well, there was no angle. The only way to get to it was just try to straight line it.
Basically, he tried to see if he could catch it before it got all the way to Kern. Right, he was trying to catch it. So it was he didn't have the angle from the beginning.
So like, he's cutting in front of Kern to catch the ball, and Kern's backing off to take it off the bounce.
I mean, it's a grounder. It's already a grounder.
But it's
dragging low. So. When, like I said, Steve, he was moving, right? And he scoops down, and I'm like, ooh, you know, because I was waiting for him to come up awkward, because it's like, you watch athletic people. When they make real baseball plays, if you've done it, you know how easy you could pull your back or your hamstring when you just go full speed and try to scoop it up without slowing down at all. Like, he didn't try to knock and just kind of tag it down and then come get it. No, he was going, so I'm like... Ooh. And I was like wondering, like, you all right? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I was not.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
I was like, I pulled up just in time to see Steve get hurt.
No, but I was, like I said, I was impressed with how fast he was going. Okay, so, you know, I watched that. I watched a couple plays. Steve is right. There was some trouble fielding a couple balls. The team they were playing, they were making good contact.
They were a good team, but this wasn't last week. Last week I was like, we could have played amazing, and there we had no shot.
Right.
This week we could have been better. We made a lot of errors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we made a lot of errors last night.
So okay, so I watched a couple innings or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It finishes up. I'm looking over there, Brian. Whoever didn't join in is missing out. They get over to the side. It's a full team thing. And when everybody can't look, Greer came over. Like when they all, you know, walk by the car, you know how you can just see everybody had that runner's high, like they're, you know, they were breathing hard. They were.
They got a workout in.
And it looked like they were ready to play again. You know what I'm saying? Like they all had that attitude. Like let's go. Like it wasn't like we got crushed. And you know what I'm saying? I saw, lighten up on Crean. Biscuit can move, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I said, I got to lighten up on everybody a little bit.
How'd Crean do?
Crean did good. I think he got on base two of the three times.
He put
a couple out in the outfield. Nice. Yeah, we pinch run for Crean though. So like,
I did see that.
I mean, he knows. But anyway, so he come over to the side the one time, and I was like, "Hey, nice hit." It's like, go sit down. It's like,
okay,
grab
okay.
some bench, bud.
He
Crean's brother was there. Ethan?
I heard he was pretty good.
He's got some pop. Yeah. I was
I don't think I saw him.
Listen, he got up, you know, and you're like, oh, Crean, whatever, you know. You're like, oh, it's another Crean, you know, right, whatever. Right. And you're like, no, it's not. No, I mean, dude, he lined up. I was like, pop. I was like, oh, crap.
So, okay. Yeah, like I said, if one of these nights y'all hear about, okay, and I heard what Steve was talking about. There were some people that came out here to watch some softball.
Yeah, man.
Like you can hear, like I said, it was a couple isolated, you know, voices. But let me say this, Brian. There's nothing funnier than watching an error in the field and a guy who's not affiliated with this team at all. It's like, oh, come on. You got to get to that. You know?
No, like, we have fans, man. It's amazing. Right. Like, it's amazing. Uncle Larry wrote me. I haven't wrote him back yet. So if you're listening, I was going to write him back. He was just kind of wanting, like, hey, man, what's the schedule so I can come out? So, I mean, it's funny, though, man. Because, like, we have – but the people that come are, like, supportive. Oh, yeah. Like, I was talking to the guy last night, one of the guys, and I'm sorry I didn't get his name, but we were
– Maroon?
Maybe.
He was excited to see to put a face to everybody's voices.
Probably.
Darn it.
Yeah, but it was we were chatting about the, I mean, like, real deal.
I think the crowd's only going to get bigger for you guys as you continue to talk about it on the radio.
Like, I think so too. Because it's fun. It's a fun event.
I could see guys people who live in that area who just want to, like, it doesn't matter who's playing. It's kind of like Dina described it earlier today. Like,
you got Marmadukes right next door that you could grab a beer and come across the street.
I know, listen, I didn't even know that. We had a trust me, we have.
Yeah, yeah, I've never heard of Marmadukes.
I don't indulge.
It's a hole in the wall.
I don't indulge, but trust me, we have a healthy stock under the bleachers. But you get done, you've got the shotgun races between a few guys, and the people that come out and watch, like. I know this sounds. I'm about to sound like John Moxley. Like, John Moxley's just one man, or not John Moxley. God,
it is Moxon. John Moxon. Yeah,
Moxley's AEW.
Yeah, right.
But Moxon, you know. But I'm like, dude. Yeah, like, no, we just hang out. Like, you know, we're just dudes. So, like, people, they come out and then they stay and hang out after the game, and we all just hang out. Like, it's a great time.
It was.
You can cheer. You can heckle. You can give us the business. Benji, I have a blast with him over there,
Brian,
man.
It really was funny to hear somebody go, oh, come on, you gotta get to that. You know, just like, right? It's just like, I look down my car, look out my window, I'm like, who is that?
I know. And it's very accessible. Camp Taylor, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get off Watterson, right off Poplar.
I've played
level.
At Camp Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you're right off Poplar.
That's level. Why I'm familiar with Marmadukes. You should check it out. It's literally a bar that still has box TVs and, like, everything's like $1.25.
Well, I'm assuming it's the place I pulled up for game one and two guys walked out and they were like, yeah, I'm playing some softball. I was like, yeah.
You go in and you feel like you're in the 1970s.
I was like, yeah, that's why. Listen, I got a glove.
All in all.
Great night.
It was a great experience. I'm glad I went. Fun. I would encourage it. And again, the guy, I can't think of his name. He's sorry about that. He says he listens to the show all the time. He said, I remember you playing. But he said, yeah, you know, I got to see, you know, Steve. And he was like, this is what he said. He said, I thought Process would be bigger, and I thought Patty Ice would be smaller. That's kind of stuck out of my brain. I kind of thought about it. I was like, okay.
I think people would be shocked if they saw me, too.
He said, too, I just want to give him a shout out in case he is listening. He did say this was the first time in 35 years that he didn't have a kid or grandkid playing some baseball. Or softball, you know, whatever. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
35 years.
So now he's got us.
A straight summer. Right. Now he's going to watch y'all improve game to game.
Yeah, so we appreciate it.
All in all, that was a fun one. We're going to take it at 42, right? So I'll tell you what, just to stay on pace, we'll take a quick commercial break. 46. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll get into some real stuff. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 DeVille.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet River Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself.
Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life.
As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So here's the thing, people. We do have to take an update in about 10 minutes, right? So I don't want to get too deep into Q slash his commitment to Iona. That's a good conversation to have. So it's a couple other just side topics. We're going to have Coach Davenport join us at 11 o'clock.
Right.
That's always a good time. Y'all know when myself and Coach Davenport get to back and forth and on things, it's always a good time. So, Brian, I don't know if you were listening to myself and Steve during the break.
No, but if you were
watching on the YouTube channel, you saw us both laughing extremely hard. So, Brian, I'm going to ask you this question. But before I ask you this question, I'm going to open it up to the callers. Feel free to jump on this one quick, y'all. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. You can answer this one as fast as you can. Or if you have to think about it, take your time. But feel free to jump in. Like I said, you can have the numbers already dialed. Just waiting to hit the last number to jump in on this one. Steve asked me a question. I want the quick answer out of you, though, Brian. More disrespectful dunk, Pippen over Ewing or Shaq over Chris Dudley?
Ooh. I'm going to say Pippen over Ewing. I grew up as a Bulls fan, so I still can vividly see that dunk where he comes to baseline and he just comes over top of him. But you got to say that, you know, when Shaq dunks on somebody, it's pretty that guy might not wake up the next day.
Yeah, it's weird because, man, just the shove for Shaq. Like, I think the Pippen dunk was better, but the shove for Shaq at the end, man, was just – and like I was telling you, man, it's just like the way Dudley was just like, I got to throw something. I got to just give me the ball right now.
Listen, I'm so glad Chris Dudley threw that ball.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it hit Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it hit Shaq.
Yeah.
Because if that ball misses Shaq, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, Dudley. Because then it looks like you missed on purpose.
I know.
That was a pretty long-range hit, though, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and if people don't know, when you hurl a basketball,
oh, yeah.
It knuckles, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you have to spin a ball to cut through the air without, so it won't knuckle a lot of times. But when you just cock back and hurl it.
It's hard to just one hand throw a basketball. Right, I agree with that
accuracy. It, yeah. Like I said, it will knuckle away. It will spin off.
Of course, he didn't exactly charge Shaq. Just said F you and walk to the bench.
Did he get – okay, what happened? Did he get just a technical?
You imagine if he did that to Larry Johnson? Like if Shaq had dunked and pushed Larry Johnson?
I think it would have happened the same way.
I don't know. I don't think Larry Johnson would have just been like, oh, okay.
No, I don't think Larry Johnson would have done anything.
I think he'd just been like, no, nah, take it.
Oh, he got it. I'm telling you, this is prime Shaq we're talking about, Steve.
Oh, I know, man.
Prime Shaq.
That is true.
And Shaq, he smacked some people before. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know
who did he punch from the Bulls?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he just punched dude for hack of Shaq. It's like, dude, all right.
Listen, I know Shaq got a couple of
Pippen Ewing, Hall of Famer. Well,
Shaq has the push and then Dudley throws the ball, but Pippen actually pushes Ewing and then kind of stands over him for a second.
Pippen was totally disrespectful.
See, walks over
the standing him. That extra second that he stood over Ewing's head area probably edges that out.
I agree. I think it's Pippen. I mean, that was just insane.
But the way Shaq, like, okay, put it, okay, I know you did this when you were young. I know Brian did this. When y'all lowered the goals, right? When you lowered the goals,
Maybe y'all did this on the monkey bars as well.
On the gorilla goals, yeah.
You know, like on the playground, you know, the what is it? Yeah, the monkey bars,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, y'all know how disrespectful that game was. Like, if somebody was walking under a door, you would just jump up and just, just dunk on them, right? Mm-hmm. And when you had something to hang on to, you would, like, wrap your legs around them. And then, y'all got to remember, Shaq did that, and he knew what he was doing. And Dudley kind of caught both legs.
I know.
But then realized Shaq was too heavy to catch, you know. And Dudley was, like, trying to almost do the right thing, right?
Yeah, man.
And keep Shaq from falling. But then he realized he was so heavy. And then Shaq was... So it's almost like, because Dudley kind of tried to catch him, gentlemanly, and Shaq is just like, get off me.
You know? I know. Okay, so how about this? Since we're kind of, at this point, we're kind of pushing off the serious, or the more today conversations.
Uh-huh.
Keep in mind, we got an update in about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
So Jason, we'll get you after, brother, for the update.
So, most disrespectful dunk in Louisville history. And don't say Derek Anderson. I meant for us. Piss me off of Derek Anderson.
Russ Smith.
Because I knew that's where everybody, as soon as I said that, I knew it was probably 150 people were like, oh, Derek Anderson. Like, yeah, no, I know. I'm talking about for us. Russ on Randall was good.
I'm pretty sure that would have to be
the one
there.
At Rupp was dirty.
What about Blackshear's dunk?
Somebody says Kyle Couric. Blackshear on Duke.
Yeah, it was in the tournament.
Oh, okay. I know which one you're talking about.
You want to grab four? I think
you want to grab them and put them on hold.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know about disrespectful.
The Shane dunk Couric against DePaul. Yeah, there's a few sets Couric. I mean, that one was pretty tough.
Couric was good.
Yeah. Somebody said Shane on DePaul. I mean, he did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. 3-3-8. You win. 9-7-4. You win. Earl Clark on Heron Goni.
Oh, I knew you. I knew that's, you'd think
that's
that.
That's definitely the winner,
that's,
right?
That's Shane Bohannon and DePaul.
Oh man, I want the OG. Jesus. I need the OG. Hey, Earl.
We
Earl
did
Clark.
Have a guy call in says, "What about the Sean Kemp dunk on Alton Lister?"
Well, yeah,
that was more the point though.
Yeah,
not the dunk.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Well, Brian, we'll set you up to get ready.
Somebody said, "Any trust?" Yeah, a lot of Earl Clark now. Yeah, dude, Earl Clark on Heron Goni, I think, might be my number one. I'd need an OG to argue me off that one. Like
Trez's dunk?
Yeah.
No, like you said, OG.
That's not real disrespectful.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was awesome. That was awesome. Yeah, it was like iconic.
Sam's might have one.
That's what I was saying. Like, I mean, I need somebody that wants to battle me off.
I can't believe my McGlure dunk wasn't on TV, man. Golly.
I know.
That would have went down in history, y'all.
That would be in the top 10. I think that would be in the top 10.
If we got that.
All time.
Oh, God.
I think that's a top 10 all time.
Oh, my God. Oh.
No, I think that one's top 10.
I was sick.
Sims on Texas.
But, he didn't get somebody in particular.
I know. That's why I'm like, I'm thinking.
An update.
Yeah. So, what do we got? Are we ready? We're just cutting off. All right, we're doing a PGA update now.
We're supposed to be.
Maybe.
But apparently it's not set up for Westwood 1 to be coming through. I'm going to have to text Andy.
Well, Andy said they begin in the 11 o'clock hour
okay.
today.
So we'll do it
so
next
yeah,
hour.
Yeah. That's what the email says.
Well,
no, you're good.
Well, let's get to the phone lines.
All right.
Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey, no problem.
Watched both of those videos on the dunks you were talking about, and when Ewing was falling down, Tippin was going to push him if he wasn't going to fall down, and then teabagging to put insult to injury. To me, hands down, that beat the piss out of the Shaq dunk. I'm going to hang up and let you guys take care.
I think I'm settling with Jason though.
Here's a problem. Today, around the internet, they've been showing Pippen talking about it.
Uh-huh.
The Ewing dunk.
Yeah, that's where I saw it.
And when he's talking about it, he says, I didn't even push Ewing. He was already falling.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, he said he was mad about a play earlier that he didn't get a foul call. Mm-hmm. So I'm listening to his interview. He's mad that he didn't get a foul call. It was transition. He had a full head of steam. Patrick Ewing was already falling down. And then he said he thought Patrick Ewing was just going to try to grab him. And then he was just going to knock his hand off of him so he couldn't grab him. Right? So he was just kind of admitting that it looked a lot worse than it was. So I was trying to figure out, was he just trying to be nice to Ewing?
Right.
You know, just the OG? Or it's like, look, because part of me said, see, Pippen, that's why they don't give you the respect that you deserve. Because those little answers, like, you need to be like, no, I was going to make sure that I went through the rim on Ewing because I was sick of the New York Knicks and I was sick of Spike Lee.
I know.
So I wanted to, like, Pippen, that's why they don't show you the kind of love you deserve.
I know.
Man.
Lorenzo Wade, he missed a few. You're right. That would have been insane.
No, those don't count. No near misses count.
I know.
I hate rim checks. No. Stop doing that. You weren't going to dunk it. Stop acting like you were going to dunk it.
I don't know, man. Lorenzo Wade was – he could fly.
Yeah, I don't give credit.
So I said LeBradford Smith.
Mount.
Okay, most disrespectful dunk on Louisville. That's not Derek Anderson.
There is no
I know. That's why I said. I'm not counting that one.
I don't know, man. I didn't have some of my boys get punched.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think.
I want to leave my guys.
I'm trying to think. Most disrespectful dunk on Louisville that's not Derek Anderson. Because, like I said, I think everybody immediately just goes to that one because it was like, oh, God. Oh, nice. God.
It was nice.
I know. And the pitcher, he's sideways. I don't even know how he did it. I'm trying to think.
It's a perfect picture.
I feel like we've been. Oh, Bam.
Oh,
yeah. Bam on. Yeah, he Dudley'd Honest.
Bam over Honest.
Yeah. Bam over
Honest. Actually, you know, Bam over Honest was better than Derrickson. I'm just moving down this.
Look, FSU catching Jordan. That was pretty bad.
Oh, no. That was just the end of a run.
But he still, Jordan still tried.
It was just the timing, how they closed out a game. That's all that was. The energy made that one feel so much worse than it was.
Yeah.
You go back and look at that one.
Kenyon Martin. Did Kenyon Martin dunk on Louisville?
I'm sure he did. Some point or another.
Kenyans don't count.
His
don't count.
Hey, Derek Anderson's don't count. Kenyon Martin's don't count. We're like, okay, yeah. Yeah, I would say Bam over Honest would be mine.
I know Samaki then got some. I swear Samaki got the ass off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blake Griffin didn't dunk on us when we played them in the tournament, did he?
No, I don't think he did anything. We beat them by 50.
I thought we shut him down.
Yeah. Kenyon Martin on Joseph Mcimah. That's what Rashawn said. Rashawn Myers said.
No, they didn't overlap.
Kenyon?
Kenyon.
Are you sure?
Kenyon Martin? Joseph Mcimah?
Yeah.
Rashawn, you know Kenyon Martin was way gone before Joseph Mcimah.
Are you sure? Kenyon Martin was... Wait a minute. No, Kenyon Martin was 2000. Right?
Joseph Mcimah, Steve.
Yeah.
Was who they brought in my senior year to save my inside, the inside play of the Louisville Cardinals.
Oh, so you missed. They missed by 1 year. Well, good for Kenyon.
No, two.
Good for Kenyon.
Kenyon Martin was there my first 2 years.
Good for Kenyon Martin.
Because Joseph was on the way.
if he had.
No, Kenyon was here my first 2 years.
Did you ever get dunked on at Louisville?
If I got dunked on at Louisville, you would know about it by now, Steve. Good point. Trust me.
Right, so I got
Malik Williams on Duke.
Kenyon Martin's last year was the 99-2000 season.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought.
Nsema's first season with Louisville was the 2000-2001 season, so they were 1 year off.
Okay, so they just missed by a year.
Kenyon Martin wasn't there three of my years.
Martin was there till 2000. He went in the 2000 draft.
His last year was 99-2000. He started in 96-97.
That's what I'm saying.
And maybe he Men in Black too while he was up in the air that one time.
That was a nice picture.
That's an amazing picture. They had didn't somebody tweet out like two and both times? I was.
They
like,
said it's in the Cincinnati airport
and
at
it
the
was
bar.
You.
Yeah.
But there was like two different ones.
Yeah.
You know what I felt like? Have you ever saw the Wedding Crashers? You know where they're playing football and Owen Wilson's like, every time I turn around, you're laying on the ground. Like, that's what I felt like because people kept sending me these pictures and I'm like, Jesus Christ, look, it's Marcus again.
I would know if I played.
Like, did he do nothing but throw floaters up when he saw Kenya Martin?
He'll make you do that.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I would know if he was like, there 2 years.
It was like people last night was like, who was it? They were like, oh, he almost got LeBron. I'm like, no, he missed because LeBron was coming after it.
Draymond?
No. It was somebody went baseline, and they were going to punch, right? So LeBron takes off in the free throw line. He goes up and hits the glass. Like, I mean, he was going for it, but he missed it. And dude throws the ball
like
over
Sam?
The rim. Yeah, like Sam. Like Sam dunked it. He just dunked it on the other side of the rim. And I'm like, and they're like,
mad at Sam.
Well, and here's the problem. Everybody was immediately like, oh man, he almost got LeBron. I'm like, no, he dumped it on the other side of the rim because LeBron. What are you talking about? He almost got LeBron. Like, no, he saw LeBron coming. It was like, oh my God. It's like, no.
Brian Hawk, can you look up my 4 years real quick?
Fair enough.
And compare them to Kenya Martin's 4 years.
Russ Smith on Julius Randle.
That was nice.
Any VJ King dunk was disrespectful because he never scored.
Can I put, is it too early to put Jalen Withers on Duke?
Somebody said Malik on Duke. We do forget that one. That's up there. I mean, I know it's kind of a game ender, but
read this here.
Let's set the white people back. My bad.
Points,
oh, it was
rebounds.
Alex Sanders. Rashawn said it was Kenyon Martin
yes,
on Alex
yes,
Sanders.
Yes.
Fair enough.
So assume we start with Kenyon Martin or you.
You can just. Either one. Just name one.
All right. So, Kenyon Martin's freshman year, he only played about 10 minutes a game.
No, I just want the years. I just want the years he was there.
Okay. So, Kenyon Martin was 96 to 2000. I mean, technically, 99-0000.
Yeah. 0000.
Yeah. Well, you knew what I meant. And then Marcus
from
was
98 to.
Your first season was 97-98, mm-hmm. and your last season was 2000-2001.
Yeah. So, y'all just missed by a year. He was there a year earlier. You left a year later. We'll stop the comparison there.
You want to take that last call before we get out of here? An hour.
So he punched on Alex Sanders. Was it some kind of dirty?
No, but it's one of those things.
I was going to say, because Rashawn knows his stuff pretty well. I didn't think he'd miss that.
Yeah, no, I would know if Kenyon Martin got a hold of Joseph and Listen, I don't remember a lot of things.
You kicked the door right in. This is what the crap I'm trying to tell y'all.
Right.
Ken Harbison weighs in. He said Donovan Mitchell's dunk when he took the ball out of the guy's hands in midair.
Oh, yeah. Donovan had a few. Donovan's, though, a lot of his were just.
Just good athletic
dunks.
Yeah. Let me hit the UK Vince. UK Vince, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, man? I just want to interject one, but I want to talk about a play that I'll never forget that Louisville did against Kentucky. Hamadou Diallo going baseline over Mahmoud. Do you remember that one? First year of the pageant.
Yeah,
it pissed
they
me
were
off.
Just totally, he went baseline. I think that was a big dunk. But the best play that I can ever remember seeing, I mean, in the series of UK U of L, Forgive me. I forgot the guy's name. When he just had made Bam Adebayo just dance at the free throw line and shot past him. I've never seen a guy get crossed up. You see, that was the year that you told me, no way a freshman comes into Louisville and shows up this guy, and he played the game of his life. Forgive me, I forgot his name.
Quentin
but
Snyder.
He absolutely just, yes, yep. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Just absolutely just made Bam Adebayo just dance at the free throw line and shot past them. That's the best performance that I can remember seeing. But I just wanted to interject that. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate the call.
I'll tell you what, man. he
tapped his.
I,
UK Vince is our guy.
He is. It's such a weird relationship right. with him, man. Because like
it's a little,
he knows.
There's a little passive aggressive.
He knows right when to call to just kind of put the knife in. And I'm like you know what? And people think like we don't like each other. Like I'm like, no, I do. Man, he seems like a really nice guy. But just the perfect timing. And then it's just like, do you remember Hamidou Diop? Yeah. Yes, Vince. I remember the year that we sucked. You know what? All right. Yeah, I remember that. Yes, I remember the pageant year. Yes, I remember the first play of the game. Honest decided, let's open up the game with me getting dunked on. When Steve and Marcus said all week, hey, just don't let like Diallo, like this team, the team they got isn't great. Don't let Diallo just come out and like punch on you. And Honest didn't help. I remember that. Honest. Whew. Boy. He's doing well for himself, isn't he? I said don't say the Derek Anderson dunk either, text line.
Follow instructions. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.